scary. Okay, I think I'm going again. I've probably done the wrong thing there, but I'll apologise for part-timers. Okay, so do you see what I mean about the selection thing? Is that making sense? So once you've selected your things, you've then got to combine them. So in language, you combine them in a sentence, and that produces your meaning. So the syntagm is like the grammar. The paradigm is like the semiotic items, you know, the lexical items, if it's words. So in language, you can think of it as lexis and grammar. You know, the lexis are the words you choose, the grammar is how you stick them together. I mean, in language, this is, you know, I mean, a forgivable kind of reaction might be, well, this is just another way of saying what we already know. But how you might apply it to other semiotic systems is interesting. So if you think of images, for instance, it all becomes rather different. You know, I mean, we know what a lexical item is, it's a word. And we know what a word is, you know, on the page it's kind of separate from the other words and there's white space between them. And words are things that we can look up in the dictionary. We have a fairly clear idea about what a word is. But what's the equivalent of a lexical item in an image? You know, is it this representation of a human being in the foreground? Is it this whole kind of pink sky in the background? Is that like a visual equivalent of a word? You know, that might mean sky or pink sky, two words. You know, what's the single semiotic item in an image? Not so clear. And also, what's the grammar? You know, I mean, in language we have a fairly clear idea, although this is contested, but of what grammar is. But what's the grammar of the image, you know? Do we talk about foreground, background? Do we talk about left, right, or top, bottom? Or do we talk about, you know, somebody doing something? Can we still talk about a visual equivalent of action, of a verb in language? What would be the equivalent of descriptive language? What would be the equivalent of language which indicates temporality or time? What's the meaning of the square box around the outside? You don't really, do you get that in language? Is that like the beginning and end of a sentence? Or, see what I mean? So the grammar is kind of certainly looser. On the other hand, while I said that the lexis is looser as well, in some senses it's tighter. So I mean, I could have a sentence that said, you know, I made friends with the elephant. Okay? But you, if you did that in an image, you couldn't just say an elephant. You'd have to show what colour it is and you'd have to show how big its ears are. So it would be immediately obvious whether it was an African or an Indian elephant. So in some senses, visual language has to be more specific than verbal language. So you could say it's got a very kind of concrete, specific lexis and a very weak grammar. Whereas with language, you can say it's got a very tight grammar but a rather fuzzy lexis. Anyway, there are other ways of putting it, but you see what I mean? These principles change depending on the semiotic system that you're talking about. Okay, so syntagm paradigm, anyway. We can talk as a general principle across semiotic modes about what the items are, whether they're musical phrases, whether they're words, whether they're visual elements, whether they're program sequences in a computer game. And we can also talk about how they're put together, how they're composed to make a coherent, meaningful whole. Yeah? Okay, so those are the classic binary oppositions that we're going to look at. It's still working. And we are now going to apply them to a series of images. So at this point, part-timers, I'm going to stop. And at this point, you need to have a look at the other images at the end of the PowerPoint. And you need to choose one. And you need to analyze it using one of these binary pairs. Goodbye.
Bye.
God. Bye.